The state of cybersecurity in Japan as of January 11, 2026. As of January 2026, the cybersecurity landscape in Japan is undergoing a historic transformation. The nation has moved beyond a purely defensive posture, embracing a proactive strategy to counter increasingly sophisticated threats from state-sponsored actors and AI-driven attacks. Here is an overview of the current situation in Japan. 1. The era of active cyber defense (ACD). The most significant development today is the operationalization of the Active Cyber Defense Framework, following landmark legislation passed in 2025. Proactive neutralization: for the first time, the Japanese government, via the National Police Agency and the Self-Defense Forces, is authorized to access and neutralize malicious servers before an attack can cause significant damage. Peacetime monitoring. Authorities are now monitoring internet traffic metadata such as IP addresses and traffic patterns to detect early signs of coordinated strikes, while navigating strict constitutional debates regarding the secrecy of communications. Centralized command, the National Cybersecurity Office, reporting directly to the Prime Minister, has become the nerve center for identifying and assessing threats in real time. 2. Emerging threats, AI and identity-centric attacks. The threat landscape has evolved from breaking in to logging in. AI-enhanced phishing. Attackers are using generative AI to create flawless Japanese language phishing campaigns and deepfake audio to bypass traditional voice-based verification. Targeting AI agents: as Japanese enterprises integrate AI agents into their workflows, these agents have become new targets. Malicious actors attempt to poison the data or hijack the agent's permissions to access internal corporate secrets. Zero trust transition: many Japanese firms are abandoning legacy VPNs in favor of identity-centric security, focusing on who is accessing the system rather than where they are connecting from. 3. Supply chain and critical infrastructure. Recent incidents have highlighted the vulnerability of Japan's interconnected economy. Mandatory reporting, critical infrastructure operators, energy, finance, transport are now legally required to report cyber incidents to the government within 24 hours. The long tail of ransomware: major companies like Asahi Holdings and Askel have recently faced prolonged disruptions. Even when systems are restored, the threat of data extortion leaking stolen information remains a persistent challenge for Japanese management teams. 4. Key challenges: the talent gap. Despite the new laws, Japan faces a chronic shortage of professionals. 110,000 plus expert shortage. Estimates suggest a shortfall of over 110,000 cybersecurity experts. Automation: to compensate for the lack of human talent, there is a massive push towards security orchestration, automation, and response SOAR tools to handle routine threat detection.